Years ago, I worked at a church with a hyper-visionary leader. Now, I know visionary leadership. I mean, I am one. In some sense and in some regards, I am a visionary type leader. But visionary leaders need restraints. And I remember a particularly stressful meeting with senior leadership. We were fighting a three-front war of new ministry ideas. These were like huge initiatives, by the way. Any one of these initiatives would have been hard enough, but we had three major ministry pursuits, none of which were getting any of the attention that any one of them singularly needed. We had stepped so far outside of the Rock Badger's cave that we were being bombarded with problems from all directions. Well, as these things go, an important fire needed to be put out on Project One. Therefore, we shifted all mental attention toward Project One. Now, Project Three at this point was now experiencing trouble because we had diverted all of our focus to address the problems with Project Number One. Simultaneously, Project Number Two was always a problem. Why? Project Two started off on a bad foot because it was born at the worst possible time and was essentially like a child of neglect. Now, at this stressful meeting, the visionary leader actually referred to these three projects as children. Quote, "We basically have twins, Project One and Project Number Two, and we are pregnant with Project Number Three." Now, at an uncharacteristically vulnerable moment, this usually overtly confident leader asked, "What should we do?" "Get on birth control," was what came to my mind. I'm so glad that didn't come out of my mouth. However, that statement would not have been appropriate in that setting, though it was exactly what was needed. We needed to give birth to no more visions. We needed restraint. We needed focus. We needed someone to exercise one of the most important and powerful words in the world, no. Now keep in mind, these new pursuits were in addition to the ongoing and weekly load assumed by every church. I mean, no matter what we do, Sunday is still just 7 days away. We were honestly losing a battle on three fronts, and it was taking its toll on our regular duties. Our lack of focus was costing us. We were so far outside of the Rock Badger's fortress that we were not even able to do anything with excellence. Diluted vision is a dangerous thing. We were spread so thin that our finances suffered. Confusion had set in, and now morale was taking a hit. No one knew which problem to focus on because we were literally experiencing attack on all sides. Let's take light as an example. If you take a piece of paper and you place it on the ground on a bright and sunny day, nothing happens. However, if you use a magnifying glass and focus the sun's rays into one concentrated point, you can quickly start a fire. Diluted rays are like diluted and a fragmented vision. What we need is someone to bring clarity and focus to our vision. Proverbs 17 says this, "Wisdom is in the presence of the one who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth." What great things are literally in your presence right now? Do you have a current vision? Consider doubling down and carrying that current vision to the top of that hill prior to diverting your attention on the ends of the earth. Now, there is a place for vision and looking ahead. However, listen, I have observed hyper-visionary leaders who simply crave the endorphin rush of a new idea and a new pursuit. They get sucked into loving the buzz of a new thing and not the determination that's needed to see something through to the end. It is demoralizing when a visionary leader sends the team on an impassioned directive only to abandon this first vision for the new thing. The time and the effort spent by the team was now in vain, and this visionary leader has simply moved on. Was it worth it? Was that first vision worthy when it was conceived? Let's use some restraint and not abandon an idea when the work gets hard and dismantle the work of our teams. Here's the thing. I am an idea factory. First, primarily, not every idea that comes to my mind is from God. Second, not every idea needs to be manically pursued right now. I have purposed to be in this thing for the long haul. I have adopted a slow to grow mindset. Listen, there are dozens of ideas that I have had that have never seen the light of day, and thank goodness for that. Some ideas, however, are worthy ideas just conceived at the wrong time. Some ideas are like seeds that take time to germinate. Listen, I've kept a journal diligently for the last 25 years, and this journal has done so many great things for me. The journal allows me to talk out my ideas over time, and I can jot down an idea and let it sit. I can ponder an idea again and then close the journal. There have been plenty of ideas that were purely caffeine-induced and not spirit-led. Placing certain ideas on the back burner of my journal has allowed me to come to my senses and not pursue everything and often see the futility of some of my ideas. Not every idea needs to be pursued. Stay focused. Be the badger.